Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker out. He's going to be a part of these confessions. But first, Kevin Childress won the tickets to Sublime with Rome at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Congratulations to Kevin. So let's get to confessions right now. Watch this. These are my confessions. I'm not exactly sure why this bothered me so much, but Figgy is nuts. Figgy is...
What did I do?
I'm telling you, man. You tweeted out that you hate bananas?
Huh. Yeah, I'm not a banana
bananas?
Fan.
Bananas? Who hates bananas?
Yeah, bananas.
Me.
Bananas aren't, I've never heard of hot banana.
Yeah.
It's nasty, man.
Like, nasty.
It's nasty. I don't like the taste. I don't like the flavor.
So you don't even mess with banana pudding in?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope.
Because, see, I could
banana without, cream pie?
Nah, I didn't throw a whole smoothie away because they put banana in it. It just threw off the whole flavor for me, man.
Huh.
Banana is my version of a blue cheese.
Oh my god.
I can't do blue cheese at all.
Oh, I was going to say isn't blue cheese what Lopez loves?
These are two
things now that Lopez likes that you have gone against. Interesting.
I put banana in my cereal. I did it this morning. I put bananas in my cereal.
But banana for you is like me and mustard. I don't get mustard
at all.
Really?
I don't understand it. Don't understand it. Don't understand its purpose.
Don't understand mustard.
Its purpose on the earth. Don't get it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put mustard on anything.
And see, I won't push back at people that say I'm crazy because banana is very popular.
Well, that's my
confession. Just me, I just can't. I never liked it.
Same thing with me and mustard. Everybody puts mustard on their hot dog, on their burgers. I don't get it.
Yeah, I won't debate
you
on
it.
Don't put it on. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You put ketchup and mayo? What do you put?
Yeah, just get ketchup, relish.
I love relish. If I can do
so, when you get a hamburger, you say no mustard?
Yeah, give me ketchup. I don't like mustard. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't get it. Mayonnaise is unnecessary, and then mustard is just straight up disgusting. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Oh, so I wanted to mention that, but my confession is this, because I read Figgy's tweet, and I was like, I don't think there's a single fruit that I wouldn't like. It's a fruit. It's sweet. It's fresh. Are there 713-572-4610? Are there any fruits that you don't like? Fruit? Now, don't say tomato. I know technically tomatoes are fruit, and some people don't like tomato. I love them.
Yeah.
I
put them on my burger. I don't need a tomato by itself.
I like a good tomato sandwich once in a while.
Huh.
But don't say tomato, because I get that. It's a fruit, technically, well-actually guy, and some people... But like an actual fruit. Is there a fruit?
So my wife is not a fan of cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah.
She don't like the taste. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, okay.
She don't like the taste of cantaloupe.
I'm with your wife on that then.
Honestly, this might be a little shocking, but she don't like watermelon.
Really?
Why is it shocking, Figgy?
You know why.
Go. Yeah, do it to RC yourself.
You about to be WEEI here, man.
Yeah.
this
is actually going to lead me.
Oh, man.
Maybe to a confession of my own.
I honestly, if it's a fruit, like an actual fruit, I'm pretty sure I like it.
I tell you what, one that I do like, but
kiwi, I mean, the most obscure fruit, papaya, all of them.
One fruit that I actually do like, but will not eat because, you know, I'm a grown man, would have to do it myself, but I will not eat an orange because I cannot.
You can't peel an orange?
I can, but I don't like it. I prefer
bite it.
Not. Bite it?
That's how I, the ones that are hard to peel, I bite the skin off.
Huh. Huh. You know what? I never tried.
At least the first bite.
You know, I just cut it in fours like a little kid.
I just don't like it enough to go out of my way to figure out how to get to it.
The first bite, before you start, bite one chunk out, and then you can peel it.
See, I just be like, I ain't never got to do this with a pineapple.
That's right. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I didn't make sure that my kid woke up this morning. All right? I did not. I somehow made it out of the house today without an understanding for where my 12-year-old was with her morning, whether she was awake, dressed, none of that. It was not until I'm pulling out of the driveway, driving down the street, and looking at all of these other kids racing to the bus. One of them got an instrument, Lopez. One of them's got like a
trumpet.
He got something like that in his hand, violin. I don't know. He got an instrument in his hand. Yeah. There's another girl across the street that whose hair is kind of styled like my daughter's. And so we were kind of looking out like, is that her? And it wasn't.
Yeah.
And we thought about like, is she on that bus? No, she was not on that bus.
See, you said this was bad parenting. I call it parenting. Dude, that stuff happens.
Lopez, yeah. It is 12:30 in the afternoon, and I'm sitting here in the studio with you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
While my daughter, 12 years old, is sitting at home by herself, supposed to be at school.
12, you can sit by yourself.
No, she can survive, but she ain't supposed to be at home, though. It ain't a great look. Not my finest moment as a father, right. And I just have to own it. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm dead serious here. Like 100% serious. I'm a little worried about Landry Locker. No, hand of God.
Well, what's new then?
Because here's the thing. Okay, first of all, let me back up. He didn't tell us that he wasn't going to be able to make the show today until after yesterday's show. So if this was something that was pre-planned or whatever, hey guys, tomorrow I'm out. You know, he would have told us before the show or during or whatever. Mm-hmm. After the show, he goes, yeah, I'm not going to make the show tomorrow. And then I started thinking about, he never really gave us a good reason. We just kind of like, okay, cool, B. Scott's in.
Yeah.
You know, our program director said B. Scott's coming in. I said, awesome. We love doing the show with B. Scott.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. But then I started thinking about this, Figgy. And B. Scott, you've done enough shows with Landry to weigh in on this as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's on the record as saying that he once had an addiction to the energy drinks. Like to the point where I think he had his he's on the record, so I'm not talking behind his back. He had his gallbladder removed.
Yep.
He's had some issues, you know, with digestive things, etc. You know what I saw on that table yesterday?
You didn't see an energy drink.
An energy drink.
What?
Oh, no.
Now,
I don't know if it was, I didn't really like, you know, pay that close attention. We're doing the show, but there was an energy drink sitting right there.
Couldn't have been his, man. Couldn't have been his because Landry's on the Pedialyte. I mean, Gator Light. Landry's on the Gator.
Don't say Pedialyte around
him. My bad, Landry. I know you're on the Pedialyte. I mean, the Gator Light. He's on the Gator Light now. So that would be a drastic switch backwards.
What if he went back down the black hole, man?
Dude. And as Figgy mentioned, he's been active on social media. He could be like amped up on energy drinks.
He was tweeting at 10:15.
Dude.
I looked at his tweet at 10:15. That sounds to me like somebody sitting in a doctor's office.
Could be. Could be.
Figgy, what are your thoughts?
I don't know because, see, Landry, whenever he's going through something like that, he usually stay off of social media. But it seemed like he, like, super engaged into this because I think the last thing he tweeted was C.J. Stroud highlight of him playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's trying to leave us, man.
Leave us?
I don't want to peel back the curtain too much, but his YouTube channel been popping.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh.
It's a big thing.
And I wonder if he had like some type of interview or something, man. And because he throwing out the hot takes right now, man.
And it's not like he would be the first.
Oh, like he's trying to impress another boss.
Because whenever he's off, you don't really see him on social media unless something big happen.
Right. Yeah.
He's tweeting like he's doing a show right now.
Are we sure he's coming back tomorrow?
I haven't heard anything.
You heard anything?
You filling in, B. Scott, tomorrow?
All my schedule says I'm supposed to be here today. If I'm supposed to be here tomorrow, I'm going to have to change some things.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm going to have to do you like you did Mattress Mac, Lopez, and move some things around.
I'm move some things around.
Nah, I do it. I make it happen like you did. But, I'm going to have to move some things around. But to further y'all's point, y'all didn't find out that Landry was going to be going
until after the show.
Like
a good half hour after.
And the program director was like, "Oh, did you? I'm not sure if you guys knew." I'm like, "Nah, he didn't tell us."
You can feel safe knowing I can't remember exactly when Parker hit me up, but you can feel pretty safe knowing that I knew I was doing the show today, well before the end of y'all's show yesterday.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Going through a little bit of transformation here.
Mm-hmm.
Just bought a new phone yesterday.
How about that, Android?
I've been delivered from that life. I've not had an Android in almost a decade now. I've been delivered from the life. I actually, this is kind of a side note, but I actually don't think that the Android iPhone wars are as warranted as
Androids are awesome.
as they appear. The big annoying part of the Android experience, if you're an iPhone user, is when you had a group chat.
That's not our fault.
In the group. Yeah. Well, to me, it's not y'all's fault. It's Android and iPhone and Apple's fault for, competing. They need to get it together, make their stuff compatible. But going through a little bit of transformation, bought a phone yesterday. Probably going to buy a car here within the next day or two.
All right.
Both things crapped out on me around the same time. Like, I didn't just decide I wanted a new phone, just decide I wanted a new car. No, both of these things pretty much stopped working on me. And so forced my hand. But my confession is, I am terrified as hell that I'm going to break this phone between now and when that case comes in.
Oh.
So, like, I did the thing where they try to sell you the case that's like $60, $70.
Yeah, and you order don't it do somewhere it. Else.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm going to order a $20, $30 case off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And so it's been a while since I bought a phone, obviously. And I thought, okay, the way I'll do this is I just won't use it a lot to make sure I don't break it. And I'll just wait until I get my case before I really start digging into it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Of course not.
I've been on this phone like nonstop trying to familiarize myself with it, trying to, put in new contacts, all this other stuff. And now I kind of wish I'd bought the $70 case, man, because I didn't almost drop this bad boy at least about three times. And so I'm a little bit worried. Did I break this new phone?
I actually did that. This phone is about 6 months old. Got a little bit of, it doesn't really affect the thing, but it has a little bit of crack across the top of it. I dropped it like the day after. I did the exact same thing. Ordered one online. The day before the case came, I dropped it and cracked.
Hey, people who are listening right now who know me personally and have my phone number, please do not text or call me for the next 24 hours or so. Give me some time to get that case in.
All right. So little Astros coming up, especially Altuve. But the big question that everyone wants to know is, what does Captain Mickey think about the Altuve interview? And B, Scott, I got a question for you, and I'm sure it's going to be a race card. I will explain next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.